Lord, we just pray that you will bless us as we studied together this evening. We thank you, Lord, for each one.
主啊，我们祈求呢，您会赐福给我们，到我们开始晚上学习的时候。主啊，我们为每一个人，感谢您。
But Lord, the fact is that many of us were at 16th in the past, and we're now here, there, and other places. We thank you that we can get together like this periodically on Zoom.
所以主啊，我们中间呢，很多人呢，以前都在16节教会，但是现在呢，我们就在世界的这里呢，你世界各地，所以呢，我们非常高兴呢，我们每一个星期呢，能够以这种方式呢，聚在一起。
Our prayer is that the Spirit of God will speak to each one tonight.
因为我们的祷告是神的圣灵会对每个人的内心说话。Lord,
may we have your wisdom, your understanding, and may we respond to your truth in a way that will bring blessing and glory to you.
主啊，愿我们呢，就是有您的智慧，有您的理解，这样呢，我们可以以那个我们应该理解圣经的方式去理解，然后把荣耀带给您。
So help us tonight, we pray.
请你今天晚上帮助我们，我们祷告。
We give thanks for each one here and those who will join us. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们为每一个在这里和将要加入我们的献上感恩，我们的祷告和感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to see everyone. Just to remind you, tonight we will be studying in the 14th chapter of Luke.
所以这次呢，欢迎大家，提醒大家，我们今天呢要学习路加福音第14章。
And we remind you that next Saturday night, we won't be on this Zoom channel. We will be on the other channel that Roy will tell you about at the end of our meeting tonight.
下个星期六呢，我们呢也可以啊，我们的特会也是有Zoom的，也是7点钟开始。那么说呢，在这个会议结束的时候呢，我会告诉大家，就是说是那个链接，你们可以在群里去找到。
So back now to Luke chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 16, sorry, 15, and try to get a picture of where we're going.
今天呢，就是说要来到路加福音第14章第15节或者第16节，我们的使徒呢找到我们应该上次停在哪里。
Remember now that the story in Luke is that the Lord Jesus has preached for 2 or 3 years, and he is now heading to Jerusalem, where he is going to be crucified and will rise again. This is his last journey.
因为大家也记得呢，主耶稣基督呢，他已经进行了2到3年的复试。那么现在呢，他是在去耶路撒冷城的路上。去耶路撒冷城呢，他知道呢，他要在那里被钉十字架，然后复活。
And the messages we've got then are messages associated with a sense of urgency because he's not coming back this way.
也就是说，我们也知道呢，他所传递的信息呢是非常紧急的，因为呢，他不再以这种方式回来了。Many
have heard much about the Lord Jesus in the past couple of years, but they didn't really do very much about it.
很多人呢，在过去的几年呢，都听到过关于主耶稣基督，但是他们却什么事也没做。And
so, in picture, the chapter 14 ends with the story. Excuse me, with the story of the invitation that the Lord gives to come to his great supper.
所以这个里面就是说，在第14章那主耶稣基督呢，对很多人呢发出了邀请，让那些人呢来参加他的那个晚餐。And
then, if you like, chapter 15 will carry on that theme, and it'll be a look at the seriousness of the invitation and what to do about it.
例如你知道呢，我们在第十六、第15章里呢，就是开始呢，要谈到这个，就是说是啊，他对我们的邀请的这个严肃性。And
chapter 16, we're going to be looking at the eternal consequences of this particular invitation.
现在我们在第十六章里呢，会谈到关于他这样的邀请的那个就是永恒的结果。
So we're going to look first of all tonight then at the story itself, the invitation to the supper.
所以首先呢，要来到这里，这里呢就是那个邀请参加这个最后晚餐的这样的一个邀请。
So I'm going to read it in English. Actually, no. I'm going to let Roy read it in Chinese, and then I will read it in English, and then we will consider it line by line.
然后呢，我呢刚开始呢给大家呢用那个中文读一下，然后他再用英文读，所以呢我们再然后再一节一节读。So just the verse 15 or?
I want you to read 15 down through 24, yes.
Okay, 24.
The whole story. Thank you.
我要跟大家读一下15节一直到24节。你们刚上来的，我们是在路加福音第14章。所以第十五节说呢，同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说，在神国里吃饭的有福了。耶稣对他说，有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，现在样样都齐备了。众人异口同声的推辞，头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。又一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。又一个说呢，我才娶了个妻，所以不能去。那仆人把这事告诉他的主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说，快出去，到城里大街小巷，领贫穷的、残废的、眼瞎的、瘸腿的来。仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有工作。主人对仆人说，你出去到大道和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得尝我的宴席。
Very good. So I will read it now in English. You'll get the story in both languages this way. Verse 15. Now, when one of those who sat at the table with the Lord Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent to those who were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready." But they all with one accord began to make excuse. The first said to him, "I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you, have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to test them. I ask you, have me excused." Still another said, "I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind." And the servant said, "Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room." Then the master said to the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste of my supper."
刚才他读的是15章路加福音14章15节到24节，因为我们中英文都读过了，大家两个语言都可以理解一下。
Okay, so here we have a very strange story. The invitation of a great man is given to his friends and his honored guests to come to his supper. And under these circumstances, it is a great honor to attend.
这里呢，我们有一个奇怪的那个现象，就是说一个人呢，他呢，办了一个大宴席，被邀请他尊敬的人和他的周围的人，对他们来说呢，参加这被邀请参加这样一个宴席呢，是一个大的荣誉。
The parallel is that God has made an invitation, and he made an invitation to the Jewish people whom he had favored for so long, he gave them an invitation to come to the supper, and many of them said no.
按照上下文的关系，现在神呢给以色列人呢，就是说是发出了一个邀请，邀请呢就是主义，神呢对以色列人呢就是说是喜爱很久了，所以一直给他们发出邀请，但是他们当中很多人呢都拒绝了，说不。
And the second wave of that implication is that God has made an invitation to all of us in the world to come to his supper. And many of us, like these that we read of, many of us have made excuses instead of coming.
在这个里面呢，第二点呢，就是神呢对世界上所有的人呢都发出了邀请，发出了邀请呢，就是说是啊，他们呢来参加神的宴席，但是呢，我们读到了很多人呢，他们找借口不来。
So the story begins in verse 15 when they said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." That is true.
一个故事呢，从第十五节开始，第十五节说是在神里，在神国里吃饭的有福了，这个是真理。
The general teaching is all have been invited, but few will come.
所以这个总的这个教导呢，就是说是所有的人都被邀请了，但是只有少数的人会来。
So to illustrate the blessing of eating, bread in the kingdom of God, the Lord tells this parable that begins in verse 16.
这个呢，为了讲出这个在神的国里吃饭的是有福的呢，那么主呢，在第十六节里解释了为什么。
So verse 16 says, Then he said to him, A certain man gave a great supper and invited many.
第十六节说。都对他说，有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。
And verse 17, and he sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready."
就是进去时候，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，现在样样都齐备了。
Watches weren't as common in those days as they are today. So instead of saying the supper will be at 6:15 in the evening, he says, you come when I send my servant to you. He'll invite you. You come along. We'll all be here at the right time.
这个里面呢，就是说是实际上当时的这个情况呢，跟现在是类似的。当你摆宴席的时候呢，你找人去请人来说呢，我们在几点几点要开始，他们都会按时来。
But the tragedy of this story is in verse 18. But they all, with one accord, began to make excuse.
那这个悲剧呢，是在第十八节里，他说众人呢异口同声的推辞找借口。
These who were invited didn't go to the supper.
这些被邀请来参加的，他没有来吃晚餐。
None of them had a reason for not going to the supper.
所以其实没有一个人呢，他有这样的合理的理由不去参加宴席。
All of them only had an excuse.
所有的人呢，都只是找借口。
So what do we know about these people? First of all, they had been given an invitation for a particular day and a particular evening.
所以我们对这些人呢，了解多少呢？他们呢，在一个特定的时间、特定的一天被邀请参加一个特定的宴席。
Just as all of us, all of the people in the world,have been given an invitation by the Lord Jesus Christ to come to the Great Supper.
其实上我们世界上的每一个人，我们的主耶稣基督呢，都邀请了他们来参加这样的大宴席。
He said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should believe in him,should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's saying, I want you to have everlasting life. Everyone in the world can have everlasting life.
地主呢，开始在约翰福音三章第六节、第十六节说了：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，让一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。”主耶稣基督呢，他邀请了所有的人，他想要所有的人呢都有永生。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's an invitation to everyone in the world. We have all been invited.
所以在马太福音11章28节，那主耶稣基督说呢，烦恼苦重担的人来到这里，我会赐给你安息。所以呢，就是说是我们所有的在世界上的每一个人呢，都被主耶稣基督邀请来到这里。
Now, what do you do when you get an invitation like that?
所以呢，如果你收到这样一个邀请，你会怎么做？
Well, there's two things you would do. Number one, you would plan to be there. Or number two, you would send a notice of appreciation and say, "Listen, I'm so glad you invited me to your supper, but unfortunately, I will not be able to be there." The courteous thing would be to say ahead of time, "I will not be able to be there."
因为如果你收到这样的邀请呢，第一个呢，就是说，你说呢，我非常高兴的参加这样的宴席，我在那里会到。第二个呢，你就会说呢，如果你去不了，你会首先呢给他发个通知，你说我非常感谢你邀请我来参加你的宴席，但是呢，我出于一些原因我来不了，所以你必须要提前通知。
And then when the servant came to invite them personally, after the invitation had already been given, instead of saying, "Yes, I'll come," instead of saying, "No, there's a reason I can't come," they all simply made an excuse.
也这个里面呢，就是说，当呢，那个仆人呢，去到他们家里当面请他们去的时候呢，他们本来应该说呢，我现在就去，但是呢，他们所有的人呢，都没有正当理由，只是找了一个借口说不去。
Is that the good behavior of a friend?
这是一个朋友的应该有的好的行为吗？
No, he should have advised him ahead of time that he couldn't come, and he should not have made an excuse for not coming. He should have had a reason for not coming.
因为他们呢，必须呢，他们应该就是说是提前通知他去不了啊，或者说呢，他呢就是说是应该呢告诉他有一个正当的理由他去不了，或者说呢，他应该跟他一起去。
Has that ever happened to you?
这个在你身上发生过吗？
I'm ashamed to say that I was invited to a friend's house for supper once, and I completely forgot.
所以呢，我感到有点羞愧的时候呢，有次呢，一个朋友邀请我去他家吃饭，我完完全全忘记了。
I was very embarrassed, as you can imagine. And I sent to my friend and I apologized profusely. And I said, "I'm awfully sorry. I should have been there. I forgot all about it."
所以呢，我呢感到的非常的尴尬，你可以想象得出来。所以呢，我跟我的朋友呢发了一封信，告诉他呢，就说啊，非常非常抱歉呢，我本来应该去参加你家的宴席的，但是我却完完全全忘记了。
I was happy my friend didn't discard me, and he was willing to accept my apology.
所以呢，我非常高兴呢，我的朋友呢并没有不理我，他接受了我的道歉。
On another occasion, I invited my friend to a luncheon meeting.
另外一个情况呢，我邀请我的一个朋友来跟我共进午餐。
I went to the luncheon meeting. He never showed.
因为我去到那个就是说吃午餐的地方，他没有来。
And he never apologized. He never acknowledged that he had not showed.
因为他从来没有道过歉，他也从来没有就是说是表明他没有来。
And frankly, I was disappointed. And I recognized then that my friend didn't really want to be my friend much anymore. It was a very disappointing time for me.
这对我来说呢，我感到非常的失望，因为我这个朋友呢，他可能不再想跟我做朋友了。对我来说呢，是一个非常失望的时刻。
Now here's the great God of heaven, and he has invited us all to his great supper, especially to those who know the scriptures. And he has invited us to the supper, and the problem is that not everyone has come.
其实这里呢是天上的神，他邀请了我们所有的人，特别是那些呢读过圣经的人来参加他的那样的大宴席。但是呢，很多人呢，他们却找借口不来。
So, what do we know about then about those who know the truth of God, understand the invitation that was given, and don't respond? What do we know about them?
对于我们的这些人了解多少呢？他们呢知道神的真理呢，读过圣经，但是呢却对神的话呢没有反应。我们对他们了解多少了？
Number one, they usually don't bother thanking God for the invitation and telling them that they're not going to come. They usually just try to ignore God and they don't bother. The courtesy, giving him the courtesy of a rejection of his kind offer.
你这个呢，第一个呢，就是这些人呢，他们从来呢也不想着要去感谢神呢，邀请他们来这样的参加这样的会。第二个呢，他们呢也不会因为他们不来去啊做一个提前通知或者说抱歉，他们不懂这样的礼貌。
Secondly, none of them had a reason for saying no. All of them only had excuses.
所以第二个呢，他们中间呢没有任何一个人有正当的理由不来，他们所有说的都是借口。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
That's because in life, there is no such thing as a reason why someone would reject the offer that God has given us to come to his supper to be part of his great kingdom.
第一个呢，就是说是在这个世界上没有任何一个人，他们有合理的、正当的理由去拒绝神邀请他们去到他的那个伟大的王国里。
And so when you speak to people who have rejected God's offer and you say to them, "Why did you do that?" Nobody ever gives you a valid reason. All they give you is some sort of an excuse.
所以呢，就是你去跟那些的拒绝了神的邀请的那些人呢说话，你说你为什么要拒绝神这样的美好的邀请呢？其中没有一个人呢，他们中间没有一个人呢能够找出合理的、有价值的理由，所有他们所做的呢，只是找到借口。
What a tragic commentary on the human condition.
这对我们的就是说是对人类来说，他这样的状况是一个多么的悲惨的一个状况。
So now there were three excuses that were made. The first excuse we have in verse 18.
这个里面呢有三个借口，这里他们找出来了。第一个借口是在第18节里。
The first man says, That says, "I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused."
第十八节说呢，第一个说呢，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。
Is that a reason or is that an excuse?
这个是个原因呢，是个理由呢，还是一个借口呢？
And the answer is, of course, that's just a flimsy excuse.
这个答案是当然的，这只是一个借口。
I used to be a real estate salesman.
我过去是个房地产经纪。
I never sold any property to anybody sight unseen.
因为我永远没有把一个就是说是房产卖给一个他没有来看过的人。
I said, if you want to buy the property, you must see it first. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to sell it to you.
就跟他说呢，如果你要买这个房产呢，你必须先来看。如果你不来看的话呢，我不会把这个房产卖给你。
If you were in a company and you bought a piece of property for the company sight unseen, your boss would probably fire you.
如果你为一家公司工作，你为公司呢买了一个房产呢，你从来没去看过，你的老板呢有可能要炒你鱿鱼，
How foolish an excuse.
这是多么愚蠢的一个借口。
What really lies behind this?
所以呢，这个一句话后面是什么呢？
Well, what really lies behind it is simply this, that the person who says such a thing is saying, what is more important to me is my money, and I will manage my money. I will do my money first, and then, Mister, who invited me to dinner, you come next. But first of all, I've got to make my money. That's important.
这个里面的这种情况呢，就是这个人呢，他关心的呢是他自己的金钱。他说：“那我首先要赚钱，这个是我的首要任务。然后呢，那个邀请我的那个人呢放在第二位。所以呢，他说呢，我最关心的就是我自己的金钱。”
Now, how does God feel when you tell him that I know you've invited me to your supper, I know you've invited me to your kingdom, but frankly, God, you're not very important. I'll tell you what's important. It's important for me to make more money, and I've got to take a look at this land.
你这个里面，你认为你如果去跟神这样去说，神的感受是什么样的呢？因为你跟神说的说，神呐、啊，你对我来说不是重要的，你对我来说呢，我也不关心，所以呢，我最重要的事情呢，就是说我要去赚钱。首先呢，我关心的呢，就是这一片地，您呢不是重要的。
What are the main reasons why people reject the gospel of Jesus Christ in our day?
就在我们今天呢，人们呢，那不拒绝基督的福音的这样的最大的借口是什么呢？
Well, the number one reason is people say it's more important for me to make money now than it is to go to heaven to be with Jesus forever when I die. It's more important that I live right now for me and more money than to live according to the blessings that God can give. Thank you, God, but frankly, you're not very important.
你这个里面第一个呢，就是这些人呢，他说呢，我现在呢赚钱，让我赚到更多的钱，比我去天堂呢跟主耶稣基督呢永远在一起，这个现在要重要得多。我现在呢就是说是要把我现在的生活过好，我现在重要的呢就是我要赚更多的钱，比死后得到神的祝福要重要得多。他们说呢，神呢，你呢不是最重要的。
Do you think God's smart enough to figure that out? To understand the flimsy excuse that so many people give him?
所以你认为神呢？他有足够的智慧，知道那些人给他的不来的借口是什么吗？
He knows that's not a valid reason. He knows it's just a flimsy excuse that is of no value at all. Shame on the person who made that excuse.
因为他们呢，只是一个简单的借口，他们没有任何的有价值的理由。那么说呢，这些人呢，神呢知道他们是一个就是借口，所以对这些人来说呢，应该感到羞愧。
Now, there are three types of excuses. The first one is money. The second one, verse 19, another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.
你这个第一个人的理由呢，就是关于金钱；第二个理由呢，是第19节，你又有一个说呢，我买了5对牛，我去试一试，请你准我辞了。
The first is, I can't come. I want money. The second is, I can't come. I've got an important job.
所以第一个说呢，我来不了，是因为我要去赚更多的钱；第二个说呢，我来不了，是因为那我有一个重要的工作。
A person is involved in his job for many reasons.
这一个人呢，去搞他的工作呢，有很多的理由。
One of which is his wealth.
其中一个呢，就是财富。
But the other is his self-esteem and his glory. And this man is basically saying, I've got a responsible position and I want to prove everybody how big I am. And so I've got these five yoke of oxen. I've got to go prove them. I've got to learn how to drive 5 yoke of oxen.
另外说呢，这个基本上说呢，给这个人关于新的呢，是他自我的价值、自我的荣耀。他说呢，我现在呢买了五对牛，我要学会去驾驭这五对牛，我要向其他的人显示我是一个多么重要的人物。
And the third one says, verse 20, still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
第二节呢，又有一个说呢，我才娶了个妻，所以不能去。
You may think you're important, God, but I'm telling you, I've got a wife, and she's far more important than you are, God, so I can't come.
也有可能那是一个非常重要的神，但是呢，我娶了个妻子，我的妻子呢，比你呢要重要的多，所以我不能来。
That's just a terrible excuse, isn't it?
这是一个可怕的借口，是不是呢？
When I was younger, I used to read this story and I'd say, What's the matter with you? Bring your wife with you. Come on, let's go.
现在就是说，当我还年轻的时候呢，我说你这个人呢有什么毛病吗？就是说是你为什么不把你的妻子带着一起去呢？你说呢？啊，来，我们一起去吧。
Now let's look at the picture again.
我们再来看看这个画面。
Here's the God of heaven who gave us this wonderful earth on which we live, the beautiful sky above to keep it all running smoothly, all the blessings of life he has given us.
这个里面呢，这里是有一个天上的神呢，他给了我们这一个美丽的地球，让我们去居住。那个就是说是有那个蓝色的天空，神的所有的赐福呢，都降临在我们身上。
And in his mercy, he has invited us to his banquet to bestow upon us much more rich blessings.
这个里面呢，就是借着他的恩典呢，他邀请我们所有的人呢，是去参加他的宴席，这样呢，我们可以得到更多的赐福。
And the world is full of people who know that great truth and say, But God, I'm sorry, I've got more important things than you. Who do you think you are, God? I've got my money. I need my job. I've got my wife and family. Don't you know I'm important, God?
因为这个里面呢，就是世界上的充满了这样的人，他们知道这样的真理，知道天上的神，他们但是他们觉得神说呢，神呐，你认为你那么重要，你以为你是谁呢？我有要去赚钱，我要去工作，我还有家里有妻子，你认为你重要，我的事情比你重要得多。
Now, what does God do when people treat him like that?
如果人们这样去对他，神会怎么做呢？
Verse 21. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, Go quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
第二十一节说，那仆人回来，把这事告诉了他主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去，到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、眼瞎的、瘸腿的来。”
What did the master of the house do when he heard this story? What happened to him?
第二就是这个家主，当他听到这样的故事的时候呢，他做了什么？发生了什么？
He got angry.
他呢，生气了。
Was that valid? Of
这是可以的吗？
course it's valid.
当然了，
But now think of the implications of that.
你想想这样的意义是什么？
If there is an angry God, would you like him to be angry at you?
所以，如果那神发怒了，你愿意他是对你发怒吗？
It's one thing to get a policeman angry at you.
所以呢，你想要那个警察对你生气吗？
It's another thing to get a school teacher angry at you.
其实那学校老师对你生气了，也是另外一回事儿。
It'd be a terrible thing to have your parents angry at you.
所以呢，如果你的父母对你生气了，也是个可怕的事情。
Can you think of anything worse than having God angry at you?
你还能想出任何其他的事情比神对你发怒呢还要糟的事情吗？
So, the sad story of Romans chapter 1 is summarized like this.
现在这个悲伤的故事在罗马书第一章里这样总结的。
The first terrible departure from God begins with these words: When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful.
因为这个里面说的，当他们知道神，知道有神呢，但是他们却不把神当神去荣耀，也不感恩。
How foolish to know the truth of God and to make an excuse for not doing what he wants you to do.
另外就是这是多么的愚蠢！你知道神的真理，却去找个借口不去做他想要你做的事儿。
So I've told you probably the story about a friend of mine that I spoke to way back in 1966. And I said to him, Sandy, why don't you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
所以我跟他就讲过这样一个故事，这个回顾到1966年的时候，我对我的朋友三弟说：“我说三弟，你为什么不相信主耶稣基督为你的救主呢
I was amazed. He gave me these three excuses.
？”所以呢，我感到非常的惊奇的是，他给了我这样三个借口。
He said, I need more money.
第一个，他说我需要赚更多的钱。
He said, I want to do well in my job.
你在这个时候呢，我想工作好好
He
的。
says, I've got a responsibility to my wife and family. God can wait. I'll pick him up later.
他说呢，我对我的妻子呢也有责任，就是说神可以等待我稍后再去找神。
So, what do you think happened?
你认为发生了什么呢？
Well, he got more wealth and he got more prestige in his job and he got more family, but he never turned to God.
因为呢，赚了很多钱，他也呢在工作中呢也表现很好，然后呢家里的人也多起来了，但是呢他从来没有转向神。
Now, this is especially true of the Jewish people who, for a long time, 2,000 years since Abraham, all these people had seen and heard the blessings of God, and they said no to the truth of God.
这个特别适合于以色列人，因为他们一直可以追溯到亚伯拉罕那个时候，他们所有的人呢，都那听到了神的真理，但是他们没有对神的真理做出正当的反应。
By and large, they refused to come to the supper that they knew they should come to. They made excuses, and ultimately, they killed the Lord Jesus Christ, put him on a cross.
所以他们就是知道他们应该来参加这样的大宴席，大宴席呢，但是他们却拒绝呢，他们拒绝呢是找了很多借口去拒绝的，但是最终呢，他们杀害了主耶稣基督，把他钉在十字架上。
So, verse 21 now. So the servant spoke to his Lord, and the Lord said, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind.
因为家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去，到城里大街小巷，你那贫穷的、残废的、眼瞎的、瘸腿的，来。
Now these were not part of the original invitation, but they were basically undeserving. They were poor and they were maimed. They couldn't walk right. They were lame and they were blind.
”因为这些人呢，他们本来呢不是那个邀请的。一部分那些人的一部分，他们并不应该得到，所以他们呢，因为这些人他们贫穷，他们残废，他们眼瞎，他们腿瘸。
In many cases, that was their own fault. They had brought this poverty and calamity upon themselves, but the Lord said, You come, and the invitation to them was given.
因为这个里面通常呢，他们的状态是由他们自己引起来的，他们自己的原因让他们贫穷，让他们呢身上有灾祸，所以但主呢借着他的怜悯呢，邀请了他们说你们可以来。
And in a wonderful way, many of them said, Yes, I will come. Some of them probably had to be carried, but they got there.
因为这个有一个奇妙的方式，他们所有人都说了我会来的。有些人呢，有可能要别人把他那个背过来，但是他们还是来了。
So verse 22 is, And the servant said, Master, it's done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
第二节，仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”第二三节，主人的仆人说：“你们出去到大道和篱笆那里，勉强人进来坐满我的屋子。
So that's been going on now for the last 2,000 years, hasn't it?
”你这样的情况呢，一直持续了过去的2000多年，是不是呢？
Who are going to be in the ultimate in this, sorry, in the ultimate feast that the Lord is going to have for his people forever? Who are going to be there?
所以谁会在那里呢？谁会参加那个主呢？为他的子民所准备的那样的大宴席，在最终呢，永恒的和他在一起，谁会在那里呢？
And scripture says there will be people from every people and nation and tribe and language.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，他们会从世界的各地、各部落、各民、各语言都会来。
And the missionaries and the evangelists and you and I have been going into the world since we heard the truth of God and inviting others to come to this wonderful supper.
你这个宣教士们，还有你我，我们一直以来呢，都是去到世界上去，去大街上，去各个角落，邀请所有的人呢，来参加神的这个大宴席。
Don't stay away. Don't make an excuse. Come.
你们不要离开，不要呢找借口来。
And then go to everyone you can and extend the invitation. You be one of the servants and you go to the highways and the byways and you say, Come, the supper is ready. Come, come, come. Compel them to come in.
因为里面呢，就是这个要不要去停止像这样的去对世界上的人呢发出邀请？你要走到大路小路，走到篱笆墙外，走到任何一个地方，要对所有的人说来来来，你而且要强迫他们来。
It's interesting. To these, it's not a simple invitation. They are told, the servants are told, compel them to come in. As you take the gospel to people, compel them. Say, listen, you must not make an excuse. You must come. God is important, and the other things that you make excuses about, they're not important. You've got to come to God's supper.
你这个你非常有意思呢，这里呢给我们讲的呢指导呢，就是说你要去强迫那些人，你要强迫那些人来。但你就向他们传福音，邀请他们的时候，是说你要来，不要去找借口，因为不要去做你那些不重要的事情，要强迫他们来参加这个宴席。
Verse 24 is a terribly serious warning. It says, For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall eat my supper.
第24节呢，讲到的呢，就是说我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得尝我的宴席。
What a terrible thing to say no to the invitation that God gives his people.
所以这是一个多么可怕的这样的后果，对那个神邀请他的人呢来说不。
Well, that's the great story, the great invitation. The Lord Jesus gave it as he was going to Jerusalem to all to give them an understanding of what the truth of God is all about. It's all about the fact that God has invited all the people to come to him Don't be foolish and make an excuse.
这个里面呢，就是这个是一个大的故事，也是个大的邀请。因为主耶稣呢，他要去到耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷城呢，他要去做的事情就是要邀请所有的人来到神这里参加他的大宴席。那么说呢，对神的邀请呢，不要愚蠢的是拒绝，不要说不，不要找借口不来。
And so what comes next? Verses 25 and 26 say, and great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, his mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
因为里面第25节、第26节呢讲呢，故事的进一步。他接着第25节说，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说呢，到我这里来，凡不恨他的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。So
the theme now is changing in the first part of the chapter that we just read from verse 15 on that is the indication of the folly of saying no to the invitation of the Savior.
在这里呢，这个主题呢，稍微的改变了一下。我们刚才呢，从第15节一直读下来的是呢，就是讲的那些拒绝主的邀请人的愚蠢。
But the second now deals with the following folly, and that is being foolish regarding discipleship.
因为呢，就是第二个呢，就是这里第25节第二里讲的呢是第二类的愚蠢，就是说呢，他们对那个门徒的这样的做门徒的代价不知道。
It's possible for people to be wise coming to the Savior for salvation.
你这个是有可能的，这些人呢，他足够的聪明来到救主这里获得救恩。
But then foolish in considering their walk with him and for him in discipleship after they have come for salvation.
但是呢，在他们呢得到救恩以后，他们与主同行做主的门徒的时候呢，也会做一些蠢事儿。
And so there were three excuses. There are three prohibitions against false discipleship as well.
这里同样呢，有那个就是13类的原因呢，关于这种就是啊不称职的门徒关系。
So verse 26 ends, he cannot be my disciple. Some people can't be the disciple.
第26节结尾说呢，他就不能做我的门徒，有些人呢做不了主的门徒。
And verse 27 ends with the same words, he cannot be my disciple.
第27节呢，也同样的一句话说，也不能做我的门徒。
And verse 33 ends with the same words, he cannot be my disciple.
第33节呢，结是这样的，也不能做我的门徒。
So there's wisdom associated with coming to the Lord Jesus, and there's wisdom associated with following him as a disciple.
其实这里呢，就是有一个智慧，就是来到主耶稣基督这里。另外呢，也有一个智慧，就是来了以后你要去跟从他。So
verse 26 is the first person who can't be his disciple, and that would be one who does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brother, and sister, and his own life. He cannot be Jesus' disciple.
所以第26节告诉呢，第一个第一类的不能做主耶稣基督门徒的人，他们说那些呢不恨他的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和他自己性命的人，这些人做不了主耶稣基督的门徒。
Well, no, those are very hard words. What on earth do they mean?
其实这个呢都是一些非常难听的话。那么说呢，这个到底是什么意思呢？
Surely we have a responsibility to our mother, father, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and ourselves.
当然呢，我们呢也对我们的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命呢要负责任的。
And that is true. We do have that great responsibility.
其实这个也是真的，我们都有这样的大的责任。
But beyond that, we have a greater responsibility to Jesus. He must have first place in our lives.
但是在这之上呢，我们呢都首先呢要对主耶稣基督负责，他必须在我们的人生中占首位。
And if he is going to be our teacher, if we're going to be his disciples, his students, we are going to have to follow him rather than our families when there's a conflict.
这个里面呢，就是说，如果他是我们的老师，我们要做他的门徒，那么首先呢，我们的要把主呢放在第一位。如果说跟我们的家庭关系有冲突的话，
Now you remember the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. His disciples came to him one day and said, Teacher, your mother and your brothers are out. They want to see you.
因为你们都记得呢，有一次主耶稣基督在教导的时候呢，他的门徒来说，那他们有些人那个老师，你的那个妈妈和你的弟兄姊妹来看你了。
And interestingly, our Savior's response was, Who are my mother and my brothers? The disciples, the servants who are with me, those who are following me, they are my mother and brothers and sisters.
你这个里面呢，就是主耶稣基督的回答非常有意思。他谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄姐妹？那么说呢，那些跟从我的，那些我的门徒，才是我的母亲，我的弟兄姐妹。
So I think it's apparent that our Lord here is not saying that we must abandon our responsibility to our families and even to ourselves.
所以呢，我认为呢，在这里主呢，他肯定不是要我们放弃我们对家庭的责任和对我们自己的责任。
It isn't a question of abandoning responsibility, but it is a question of abandoning the privileges and the blessings and some of the benefits of family and even self.
其实这个里面并不是说是关于那个放弃责任的，他其实说放弃呢，就是说是有些呢你跟家庭有关的这样的权利和这样的一些福气和这样的一些责任。
The world has a philosophy. It basically says, to your own self, to thine own self, be true.
因为这个世界呢有这样的一个哲学，他说对你自己呢要好一点。
But the Christian's responsibility is primarily to the Lord Jesus, not even to himself, and consequently, not even to the privileges and the blessings of family. We say, I'm not necessarily going to take advantage of them. I am going to live with responsibility to them, but I'm going to live, first of all, with responsibility to the Lord.
因为对基督徒来说呢，首先呢，他们是要对那个主的这样的责任要放在首位，然后呢，就是说是当然呢，就是说如果是关系到他和自己的家人，还有自己的家人的福气这些方面呢，就是说是我首先呢还是要照顾他们，但是呢，这些呢跟主的关系比较起来呢，要放在次位，要把和主的关系放。放在首位。
Now, verse 27 says, Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
并且说，凡不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
In the service of the Lord, there are easy days and hard days.
不是主的日子里呢，有容易的日子，有艰难的日子。
For us, most of the days are very easy days.
你对我们来说呢，大多数日子呢都是比较容易的日子。
But in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, he had to decide the night he was betrayed, he had to decide whether he was going to follow the Lord and take up his cross the next day and go to Calvary to be crucified. He had to decide whether he was going to do that. or whether he was going to take the day off and relax.
一个人就是在我们主耶稣基督的人生里，那在那一天，他被就是说是钉十字架的前夜，他必须决定他是不是呢要跟从主呢，然后呢背着自己的十字架去到苦路地，背钉十字架，还是呢他要休息一天呢？
And the Christian who is going to follow the Lord Jesus will one day or many days sooner or later have to decide whether he's going to take up the cross and follow the Lord or whether he's going to take it easy.
那他们最终呢，有一天呢，在他们的人生里呢，有一次或者很多次呢，他们最终呢，必须要做出决定，他们是呢，就是说是啊，要。 打起，要背起自己的十字架，跟着主耶稣呢，还是他们要放松去生活了？And
so the example is the example of the apostle Paul, who you remember on so many occasions chose to suffer the persecution, and he went from city to city, knowing that the next city was going to be just as bad or worse in punishing him.
一个例子呢，就是我们的使徒保罗。使徒保罗呢，他在一种情况下，或者在很多的情况下呢，他必须决定他是不是要受到迫害，要去被鞭打，还是要为主耶稣受苦。因为他知道，他从一个城市到另一个城市传福音的时候呢，下一个城市的迫害在等着他。But
you remember that the Apostle Paul had a brother by the name of Demas, who traveled with him.
你大家也记得呢，就是使徒保罗呢，他有一个弟兄叫迪马斯，跟他一起。
And he had to say of Demas, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world.
你这个里面呢，当他呢谈到迪马说呢，他说呢，迪马离弃了我，他呢开始爱这个世界。
So that's not what we should be doing. We've got to be like the Apostle Paul. We've got to pick up our cross and follow him.
所以呢，这不是我们该做的。我们应该像使徒保罗一样，背起我们的十字架，跟从主。
So a disciple then, first of all, says, my following the Lord is more important than the affectionate part of following a family.
所以呢，门徒们呢，首先呢，他们要说呢，我跟从主呢，比那个去跟从我的家人的感情要重要。And
my responsibility to do the right thing is more important than my desire for personal ease and pleasure.
所以呢，我的就是说是我的愿望去做更重要的事情，这个比。
And then there's a third issue that is longer to explain. The Lord says in verse 28, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all those who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish.
第二十八节、第三十节说呢，第二十八节、第二十九、第三十，第二十八说：“你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先做下算计花费，看够不够盖成呢？恐怕按了地基不能完成，看见的人就都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。” So
the wise servant of the Lord, the wise disciple, ponders ahead. And he says, what is it going to be to follow the Lord Jesus? What am I going to have to do?
这个里面呢，就是这些明智的门徒们呢，他们首先要去思考，思考呢，他说呢，哦，我跟从主呢，要怎样去跟从，我要做什么呢？
And so he counts the cost.
所以呢，你首先要记一下代价。
He says, if I follow the Lord, I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to have to do that, I'm going to have to forego this, I'm going to have to forego that, and I'm going to have to make sure that I go all the way.
也就是说，他就说呢，如果我要跟从主的话呢，我必须去朝这个方向走，去朝那个方向走，我要去做这，我要去做那，他要确保他一路上都跟从着主。
So you remember when the Lord Jesus chose his disciples, he said to Matthew, Matthew, follow me. And Matthew said, I will. And he gave up his tax collection business.
因为你们大家都记得呢，当主耶稣基督跟马太说的时候呢，马太来跟从我，马太说呢，我愿意。然后呢，你们大家都记得呢，马太呢放弃了他的税务收税的生意。
The Lord said, Peter, you follow me. Peter said, I will, but he had to give up the fishing business.
因为那个主耶稣基督对彼得说：“那彼得，你跟从我。”彼得说：“我愿意。”然后呢，你知道，那彼得必须放弃他的渔业生意。
Now, many Christians today are challenged to follow the Lord, and many of them say, I will if it's convenience, but if it's going to cost me much, I don't think I'll do it.
因为很多人呢，今天呢，有些人呢挑战，他们说呢，你要跟从主，他们说呢，啊，如果说是方便的话，我会跟从的，但是如果呢，代价太大，我就要想想了。
Some people say, I will be a servant of the Lord if people will pay me so much. But if they won't pay me that, I won't do it. I'll go work for somebody else who'll pay me more.
也有些人说呢，如果我要去服侍主呢，这些必须有人呢给我付工资。如果他们不付工资的话呢，那么说呢，我就要去找其他的人给他工作，让他付我更好的工资。
The Christian says, I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord regardless of the cost. And if it costs me more, I'll try to figure out how to pay that. I will serve the Lord regardless of the cost.
因为有些基督徒呢，就真正基督徒，他说呢，我要去服侍主，服侍主呢，但是这个可能要去付出代价，我会想办法付上这样的代价的。但是呢，如果说是不管怎么说呢，我要不管付不付出代价，我都要跟从服侍主。
So, I think very often that people say, I will serve the Lord, providing it's going to be relatively easy. And in particular, I'll serve the Lord with some of the hours of my week. I've only got so many hours in a week. I'll give the Lord some of them.
其中有些人呢，他们说呢，我要服侍主，服侍主呢，但是呢，只是在我方便的时候，我在一个星期呢，有些时间，我有些时间呢，只有在这些时间里，我才去服侍主。
Now, I think that the man of God, the woman of God says, I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to give him not just a few hours, I'm going to give him all it costs. I'm going to build this tower and it's going to cost me everything. I will give the Lord my hours as well as my money.
因为里面呢，就是说金钱的男人、金钱的女人，他们说呢，我要跟从主，我要去服侍主，我要建这样一座楼。那么说呢，我会把我所有的时间和我的金钱都付上，不管要花多长时间、少费用，我都要去服侍主，把这个楼建起来。
And now verse 31 gives us the next section. He says, Oh, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
然后第31节一直到33节进入另一部分。第33节、31节说，会是一个王出去和别的王打仗，难道不先做下商议，能用1万兵去敌那，领2万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使臣去求和。和平的条款，同样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，也不能做我的门徒。
How much does it cost to be a disciple?
所以，作为门徒要花费多少？
Answer, everything.
答案是一切。
When a man becomes a Christian, he is born again.
当一个人成为基督徒以后呢，他重生了。
Being born again implies two things. Number one, it means death to the old. That's what happened when the Lord saved us from our sins.
这个里面呢，就是那个重生呢，意味着两件事情。第一个呢，就是象征老我死了，这就是说是主耶稣呢，他呢饶恕了我们的罪。
But being born again implies new life to the new. Everything is new. If any man be in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
一个人呢，就是重生了以后呢，他就成了一个新的人，就新的事，所有的一切都新的。看呢，一个人呢，如果信了主以后呢，他过去的一切都过去了，所有的一切对他来说呢，都是新的。
So it's interesting. The question here is, how much manpower are you going to need to defeat the enemy?
今天这很有意思的是，你需要多少人力才能打败你的敌人呢？
And the answer is not you need so many men. The answer is you simply need to defeat the enemy. The Lord needs all of you.
第二个呢，简单的就是说，是你不需要多少去打败你的敌人，但主呢，需要你把你所有的一切都贡献出来。
The Christian who is 75% committed to the work of God is going to fail.
所以呢，作为一个基督徒呢，只把75%呢交给神呢，他会失败的。
Verse 33, likewise, whosoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
第33节书同样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的。
I believe one of the greatest problems of the Christian life in the 21st century is that most people who call themselves Christians are casual. Excuse me, they are only partially committed.
所以我认为呢，在21世纪，很多呢自称为是基督徒的人呢，他们呢就是只是说是一些随随便便的基督徒，他们只把一部分交给了主。That
tragically is the Christian norm.
这个呢就是一个悲惨的基督徒的所谓的。But
the Lord's standard for discipleship is not partial commitment. The Lord's standard for discipleship is complete commitment. I have given my life, all of my life, to Jesus. I will follow him, whatever the cost.
所以呢，但是主的标准呢，并不是说是你部分的去交给主，你要把你所有的一切的全部的交给主。我要跟从主，不管要付出多大的代价。
So the two stories tonight, first of all, the stories of the foolishness of the excuses that are used by men and women not coming to the Lord Jesus Christ for as their Savior for his banquet.
这里面呢，今天呢，讲了两个故事。第一个故事呢，就是那些人的愚蠢，他们呢，就是找借口呢，不来参加主的宴席。
And the second, the foolishness of those who say, I'm a Christian. I've come to him to the banquet, but I'm not going to give him all that I should. I'll just give him a little of my life.
第二个呢，就是这些人呢，他们已经来参加了宴席呢，但是他们的愚蠢是呢，我呢，只是把我的一部分给主，我不会把我的全部都给主。
Well, that's our story for this evening, and our time is gone, but the Lord will bless.
所以这是我们今天的故事，我们的时间呢，也那个过去了，但神会祝福我们的。Next
week we'll be looking at the Easter conference, but the week following that, Lord willing, we'll take up chapter 15.
因为你们下个星期呢，我们星期六我们要那个复活节特会，那么说呢，在接下来的一个星期六，我们会继续学34节。
So the Lord will bless us. Thank you for being with us tonight. We will pray that the Lord's blessing will be in us and through us for his glory.
因为主呢会赐福给我们，我们会祷告。那么说神呢，他会祝福我们，也会赐福我们，为了他的荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for your kindness to us today.
主啊，我们感谢您对我们的慈爱。
And Lord, we pray that we may know many who will abandon the follies of foolish excuses and trust the Lord as their Savior. Help us, Lord, to get that message to them.
也有可能知道一些人呢，他们呢找了那样的一些愚蠢的借口呢，就不来跟从主。求您帮助我们，把这样的信息呢传递给那些人。
And then, Lord, help us to follow you, giving to you all that we have, rather than the folly of being casual, partial Christians.
所以然后呢，主呢，能帮助我们跟从您，跟从您呢，让我们全部的都去跟从您呢，不要做那样的愚蠢的事情，只是随便的部分的跟从您。
So bless us, Lord, we pray. Bless us next Saturday at the conference and bring us back together the following Saturday, we pray.
所以求您呢，赐福给我们，也赐福给我们下个星期六的这样的特会，然后呢，在接下来的一个星期呢，把我们带回来，我们祷告。
And we ask all of these things in the name and for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这些祈求这些所有的祈愿呢，都是奉主耶稣基督的名，并为了他的荣耀。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless you tonight.